This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today, Douglas County Commissioner Tom Kress, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me today.
Want to talk about recent launch of the Peer Disaster Recovery Grant Program, and maybe you can kind of explain what it's all about.
Certainly, yeah. After the 2020 Labor Day fires, the federal government decided they would, under the HUD program, the Housing and Urban Development Program, would give the state some funds for, their version of recovery of it for housing and whatnot. And so the state came up with what they call a peer grant program, which is planning, infrastructure, and economic revitalization, and they only gave that to the 8 most affected counties in Oregon, which Douglas County is one.
And so is there a particular amount that the county was awarded then?
Yeah, the county was awarded, right under $2.4 million. And, basically it's to provide either economic revitalization of areas affected by the 2020 fires or future mitigation that would clearly show loss of life. They're looking for projects in excess of $500,000.
So obviously bigger items, not individual people affected.
That's correct. Yeah, it's only either governmental agency, state, county, school districts, tribal, or districts like water or fire districts. Those folks, it's really a governmental agencies to apply.
Well, and after that fire event, I mean, there's a lot of infrastructure that still needs to be repaired, and that doesn't come cheap.
No, that's for sure. I'll give you an example of one that's been talked about and that would be eligible for something like this is Glide's water system. It was damaged during the 2020 fires, and it was shown to be kind of inadequate at that time, and so this could clearly help in putting a new water treatment plant in, or at least providing a start for getting that kind of thing done.
And is there a particular window where applications need to be in by?
Yeah, the whatever agency that is going to do this needs to get a letter intent to the county by December 7th. Or it doesn't have to be, a full fleshed out program, but it needs to be, this is our idea, this is what we'd like to do, this is basic intent of what we're doing, and then we'll take it from there.
And how much further up the road would it be before a decision is made on who to give the grants to?
Well, it's actually a process. The program came with a lot of sideboards. The first thing we had to do is create a committee, and it's formed by has to be a member of the local tribe, has to be a member of the Economic Development Corporation, member of Douglas County, and our emergency management. Those folks will look at the applications after we get them, we'll go through those and try to award a project, and then they've got to actually write the grant that we'll have to submit to the state of Oregon for them, and hopefully that it's successful.
What have you seen after the fire in terms of some of the infrastructure? And it just seems like the need is so much that even $2.4 million doesn't go that far.
No, unfortunately, it's a pretty small drop in the bucket compared to some of the needs. This water plant that I was talking about for Glide, that's going to be well over that. The rebuilding of the fish hatchery up there at Rock Creek, that could easily cost more than that. But it does give start, and some of it, like I said, is for mitigation. So if there's a fire department that wants to fire harden a particular road in a community, the houses along that road, or actually it has to be a governmental agency, buildings, but there could be some of that going on. So, it's a start. It's something. So we're certainly going to pursue it.
And do you see other opportunities out there for the county to get grants, whether it's from the state or federal level, to help with some of this post-Archie Creek activity that still needs to happen?
Yeah, there's still there are several of them. I think I mentioned on the radio once before that the county through a FEMA grant that we actually applied for right afterwards for our radio system. That was still open and still in the in the works, and I wouldn't doubt that this isn't the last of them, because it was really a wake-up call both federally and state, and they realize mitigation for some of this stuff is really important.
Well, and we've seen more of that even from the state firefighting folks this year, more kind of put in to have people ready before these things hit.
Yeah, that's something that the county has done for quite a few years now, is they fund grants to like somebody like Douglas Forest Protection Association to do FireWise work, where they'll actually go into people who apply for it and fire harden their home by helping them, give them a plan to take out brush and trees that potentially, those homes that are in that wildfire urban interface zone.
So if an organization has been looking at something they want to get done, then the timing is pretty important right now.
It is really critical. You get a letter of intent. Like I said, it'll walk you through that process on our webpage. It's right on the very top of the county's webpage. It's right across the top of that, the banner up at the very top, and it will help you get started. Like I said, we're looking for these letters of intent of something. This is a project we have in mind, and this is what we have envisioned, and we'd like to be considered.
All right, Douglas County Commissioner Tom Kress, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
8:39 in the morning report.